we're starting today's show with a bit of trivia. What nation is widely considered America's oldest ally? The answer to that is France. It factors into our first report today because its leader, President Emmanuel Macron, is at the White House for the first state visit hosted by U.S. President Donald Trump. Other world leaders have visited the U.S. since President Trump was inaugurated, but a state visit is a more formal event. This one is scheduled to last 3 days. Planning for Tuesday night's dinner alone started months ago. And as part of it, valuable and symbolic gifts are exchanged between President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump and President Macron and French First Lady Brigitte Macron. France is considered America's oldest ally because it supported the U.S. in the revolution, its war for independence from Great Britain. The relationship between the American and French leaders today is said to be very close. It's an interesting and complex dynamic because the two leaders have at different times criticized each other and complimented each other. On some points, they have very little in common, on others a lot. One example is the recent airstrikes that the U.S., France, and Britain worked together on in targeting the chemical weapons program of Syria.
The strikes may have been carefully coordinated, but the row that followed was anything but, after the French president claimed to be driving U.S. policy in Syria.
10 days ago, President Trump said the USA's will is to disengage from Syria. We convinced him that it was necessary to stay.
It took less than 5 hours for the White House to respond, denying that its policy had changed. A squaring off between two presidents that began nearly a year ago, with a grip that was more arm wrestle than handshake. Last May, two ideologically different political newcomers sized each other up for the first time. The policy clash came only weeks later over climate change, when President Donald Trump announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Accord.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Emmanuel Macron responded, turning Trump's campaign slogan against him.
Make our planet great again.
But the sizing up and political differences then gave way in July to an unexpected truce. In Paris, the two presidents met and, it appears, actually liked each other.
So I really have a feeling that you're going to have a very, very peaceful and beautiful Paris. And I'm coming back. You better do a good job, please. Otherwise, you're going to make me look very bad.
And you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Progress, they said, had been made on a number of issues, even, it seemed, on climate change.
We discussed a lot of different topics. We briefly hit on the Paris Accord, and we'll see what happens.
After the pomp and circumstance of the Bastille Day parade and more exchanges between the two presidents, it was time to say goodbye, which they did with more warmth than anyone had imagined possible. Warmth that has now translated into the first state visit of Donald Trump's presidency. Melissa Bell, CNN, Paris.
In Toronto, Canada, a white van collided with dozens of people on a sidewalk yesterday. When we produced this show, police said 9 people were killed and 16 were injured. A law enforcement official told CNN that police believed the act was intentional, though they hadn't said so publicly. Terrorists have used vehicles to attack pedestrians in major cities in recent years, but we don't know yet if this was terrorism. A suspect is in police custody.